Harper Audio presents Vampire Diaries, The Return, Midnight, by L.J. Smith, performed by Rebecca Mozo. Chapter 1. Dear Diary, I'm so frightened I can hardly hold this pen. I'm printing rather than writing in cursive, because that way I have more control. What am I terrified of, you ask? And when I say of Damon, you don't believe the answer. Not if you'd seen the two of us a few days ago. But to understand, you have to know a few facts. Have you ever heard the phrase, all bets are off? It means that anything, anything can happen. So that even somebody who figures out odds and takes bets from people gives them back their money. Because a wild card has entered the situation. You can't even figure the odds to take a bet. That's where I am. That's why my heart is pounding in my throat and head and ears and fingertips in fear. All bets are off. You can see how shaky even my printing is. Suppose my hands shake like this when I go in to see him. I might drop the tray. I might annoy Damon, and then anything might happen. I'm not explaining this right. What I should be saying is that we're back. Damon and Meredith and Bonnie and me. We went to the dark dimension, and now we're home again, with a starball. And Stefan. Stefan was tricked into going there by Shinichi and Misao, the brother and sister Kitsune, or evil fox spirits, who told him that if he went to the dark dimension, he could get the curse of being a vampire removed and become human again. They lied. All they did was leave him in a stinking prison, with no food, no light, no warmth, until he was at the point of death. But Damon, who was so different back then, agreed to lead us to try to find him. And oh, I can't even begin to describe the dark dimension itself. But the important thing is that we finally found Stefan, and that by then we'd found the twin fox key we needed to release him. But he was a skeleton, poor boy. We carried him out of the prison on his pallet, which later Matt burned. It was so infested with creepy crawlies. But that night we gave him a bath and put him to bed. And then we fed him. Yes, with our blood. All the humans did it except Mrs. Flowers, who was busy making poultices for where his poor bones were almost sticking out of his skin. They had starved him to that point. I could kill them with my own hands, or my wings powers. If only I could use them properly, but I can't. I know there is a spell for wings of destruction, but I have no idea how to summon it. At least I got to see how Stefan blossomed when being fed with human blood. I admit that I gave him a few extra feedings that weren't on his chart, and I'd have to be an idiot not to know that my blood is different from other people's. It's much richer, and it did Stefan amazing amounts of good. And so Stefan recovered enough that the next morning he was able to walk downstairs to thank Mrs. Flowers for her potions. The rest of us, though, all the humans, were totally exhausted. We didn't even think about what had happened to the bouquet, because we didn't know it had anything special in it. We'd gotten it just as we were leaving the dark dimension, from a kind, white Kitsune who'd been in the cell across from Stefan's before we arranged a jailbreak. He was so beautiful. I never knew a Kitsune could be kind, but he had given Stefan these flowers. Anyway, that morning, Damon was up. Of course, he couldn't contribute any of his own blood, but I honestly think he would have if he could. That was the way he was back then. And that's why I don't understand how I can feel the fear I feel now.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?